Here's what you gotta do. Treat me like I treat me. Yeah, you know I do it right. Treat me like I treat me. Oh, make me feel so nice. Treat me like I treat me. Love me. Love me like I love me completely and deeply. Oh, treat me like I treat me. There's a certain type of person, my mother, who can't be treated. You can't do anything for her. She doesn't like it. Let me treat you. Let me treat you to it. No, no, don't do that. You haven't heard what it is. I don't care. Really, save your money. Save it. Save your money. What for? Save it. For your kids. My kids get enough treats. They have this thing called the treat cupboard. When I say that out loud, it's ridiculous, isn't it? The treat cupboard. I had nothing as a kid, and they have a treat cupboard. A cupboard full of treats. Can I treat my mother? No. Save your money. What am I saving it for? Treating my mother is one of the best things I could do with my money. No, Nathan, save it, save it, save it. What for? Just save it. Good God. She dislocated her shoulder recently, so can't drive. And she's saying, oh, I can't get around. Taxi, Mom. Oh, see, there's my daughter. At the door, got to treat her to opening the door during the daily notes. Hi, me. Hi, name I won't give away. I'm just doing daily notes. I'm just doing a daily notes about how I treat you. Do I treat you well? No, it's not live. Do I treat you well?
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Yeah, pretty well.
But isn't there a treat cupboard full of treats?
Old treats.
What?
Old.
Old treats. What do you mean old treats? It's full of chocolate.
It's just crisps.
Just crisps. What about all the chocolate? Anyway, can I get on with it?
Yeah, I'm taking a pizza.
Just treat. Just crisps. See? Unappreciated. And chocolate and biscuits and Percy Pigs.
I don't like Percy.
You don't like Percy Pigs? Unbelievable. I had nothing as a kid. Nothing. Nothing. Bye. Shocking. Really, really shocking. Old treats. This is it, you see. We had nothing as kids. Didn't want for anything. Now you got a treat cupboard. You criticise a treat cupboard, don't you? Mom, get a taxi. No, I'm not getting a taxi. It's an old taxi. Just get a taxi. No! Why not? I'm just not doing it. I'm just not doing it. But you can easily afford it. It's something you need to do. No, no, no. And what I don't get is she hasn't got this from her parents. My grandma was very, very careful with her money. She had nothing, but she was generous. So generous. But then again, thinking about it, she never treated herself either. Hardly ever. What's wrong with these people? Are you like this? Treat yourself, goddammit. Treat yourself. Accept treats from other people. You know, build yourself a treat cupboard full of old treats. Life is short. Get yourself a treat cupboard full of old treats. What is the psychology of not wanting to be treated or not wanting to treat yourself? I don't know. Is it being too good, being too selfless? It's not about me, it's about everyone else. Which is an admirable quality, but it's so, so very annoying. You don't understand. When someone wants to treat you, it's really annoying if you say no, because it gives me pleasure treating you. So if you say no to me, then you're disappointing two people. You know, I don't get any pleasure, you don't get any satisfaction. You're just annoying two people. And then I'll go back home in a bad mood. My kids will say, can I have something from the treat cupboard? Even though they're old treats. And I'll say, no. And they'll say, why, Daddy? Why, Daddy? And I'll say, I'm breaking the cycle here, kids. There are no treats, old or new. I don't want to treat you anymore. And they'll say, no, I thought the pattern in your family was people not wanting to treat themselves. And I'll say, yes, that's the pattern I'm breaking. No more treats for you guys. I'm throwing all the treats away from the treat cupboard. And I'm then going to climb into the treat cupboard and smash my head against the cupboard door until not accepting treats and not treating yourself ever makes any kind of sense. I'd rather give myself pain than pleasure. My kids would say, that isn't breaking the cycle then, Daddy. That's what everyone's done in your family, giving themselves pain instead of pleasure. Why? And I'll say, that's true. The cycle will never be broken. There will be no treats in this family for eternity now. And so I'll open the cupboard filled with delicious treats, old treats, and I'll say, I won't throw them away though, I'll treat myself. I'll put some of the chocolate in my mouth. And I'll think, tastes a little bit old, but it's essentially quite nice. And I'll think, hang on, this is crazy. This is absolutely mental. Why am I deliberately restricting myself to pleasurable things? And then I'll realize, oh, of course, do the pleasurable things in the next life, Nathan. Do it in the next life. Save. Save all your money. What for? Until the next life. Lots of love to you all.